The U.S.-China match and another two games against U.S. Major League Soccer teams will help China prepare for the Asian Cup, which starts July 7th. The game will help the United States prepare for the Gold Cup, the regional championship for North and Central America and the Caribbean. The U.S. team is defending champion. U.S. goalkeeper Casey Keller, age 37, says Saturday's friendly match is good for veterans like him and for younger teammates.
For some players that don't have the experience, and it's so important for some of those younger players to perform in the friendlies, to be given a chance in the games that matter. So for them, it's huge. Maybe for me, you know, I've just coming off of an injury, so for me, it's nice to get a little bit of a game in to just make sure that everything's going in the right direction before it matters.
Some top U.S. and Chinese players will miss the match because of commitments to their professional teams. But 20-year-old midfielder Li Wen, who plays for PSV Eindhoven in the Netherlands, is one of several new players on the U.S. roster. A star in U.S. National Youth Leagues, he is new to the senior team.
It's a great experience, you know, just to be called up, and it's an honor. So I'm very happy, and I just want to get in and show what I can do.
Upcoming U.S. matches will also be a test for new coach Bob Bradley, who says the U.S. team must maintain momentum through June.
The ability now to come together as a group, keep ourselves on our toes, have a good way of working together throughout the entire month, I think, is important. That's certainly the way it works when it comes to World Cups, and so that sort of team building, I think, is the key for this summer.
The Gold Cup will be played in six U.S. cities, June 6th through 24th. Then the U.S. team will play as a guest nation in South America's Copa America in Venezuela, June 26th through mid-July. China's team will take on the Los Angeles Galaxy and Colorado Rapids June 5th and June 10th as part of their warm-up for the Asian Cup. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.